Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matt. He is Vish. She's Melissa. Melissa, how are we doing tonight?
I'm good. It was a fun night of basketball. A little Final Four action. Had some big cheese. Those of you in Miami know what I'm talking about. Ready for some Buckets. Vish, how's it going?
The baseball team is making me very sad. That's how it's going.
How are you?
Five losses in a row.
I'm good. I watched the games actually with Monica's sister. She's like been really getting into basketball, so I think I'm gonna watch the game tomorrow with her as well. So yeah, it was a good time. So
who you got in the game tomorrow? South Carolina or Iowa?
Oof, I don't know. South Carolina's been like dominant, right, the past few seasons, and
I feel like nobody's talking about them.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I want to say Iowa just because, you know, watching Caitlin Clark play is something else, but I don't know. It's going to be a tough one.
So South Carolina has been challenged a few times in the tournament. They're undefeated, but they have been challenged a few times in the tournament, so they're not like...
But, like, how many times have they lost in the... Because are they undefeated? Like, because I don't follow...
They're undefeated. As much.
Yeah. But like the past three seasons, they've only lost like a handful of games.
Well, they weren't as good last. They had a little bit of a dip for their standards last year. But yeah, 2 years ago, I think they lost once or twice 2 years ago. They're undefeated this year. The middle season, they weren't quite as, I mean, 99.9% of the country's best season ever, but a dip for them. And so, yeah, but they are undefeated. Shout out to Nate.
Yeah.
What's up, Nate? I'm doing Mount Rushmore research as we talk because there's so many options.
I know, I am too. I have like two down, but like...
I have eight.
I've seen at least like 10 I would put on here.
Yeah, so I'm just writing down a bunch and then I'll have a bunch of options so I'll try not to repeat, you know? Yeah, by the way, tonight's Mount Rushmore is going to be favorite sports movies of all time.
Yeah, which we'll get to in the end. Yeah, Nate, it's rough, man. And as our friend would say, they have low IQ baseball, which is why it's so annoying because they keep losing like a run after they just blow the game. Anyway, Friday's game wasn't particularly fun. Dropped a pop-up in foul territory, then the guy grounded a third, threw into the dugout and lost. It was really good stuff. Anyway, maybe we should cheer for the Dirtbags.
Dirtbags. I don't even know how they're doing, to be honest with you. I couldn't even tell you.
I couldn't tell you either.
Let me look it up now.
Before we get into basketball, I quickly want to shout out Matt.
We're not going to get the hoodie cam?
Oh, well, they're shorts, but we can bring up the hoodie cam.
Hold on. The hoodie cam is just a different angle. It's not actually like it's specially designed for hoodies. You might as well go through your jerseys while you're over there.
Matt got me these awesome shorts for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
How sick are these? And it has a little back pocket. But real quick, since we're on the it's like now the clothing cam, I bought myself this. This awesome jersey, because who doesn't want this jersey? I'm hoping Julio wears number one next season so that I can just rep him.
There you go.
So, but yeah.
Oh, we're not going to see the hockey doesn't make it onto the basketball show?
I bought myself a Panthers jersey too.
Well, you're going through your clothing haul, I mean.
Because they had an extra small. So, shout out to Caneswear. And shout out to Jeff for giving me 25% off because it was my birthday.
We make the rounds over there, over here.
Oh, I got this from Caneswear also.
I thought that was due, but then that's, I was like,
that's an About the Fans sticker. Shout out to my guy AB. They have some of his stuff that they sell, some of the About the Fans stuff at Caneswear. So I thought I would support the site that, you know, made my hoodie line. If you haven't yet, head over to aboutthefans.com, search hoodie girl, buy one of my new hoodies.
I thought that was new when I saw it, but I was like, if I say something, it's not, she'd be like, bro, what's wrong with you? It's been there for a month. You don't notice anything. I'm just like,
no, it's new. It's actually
into submission.
It's a sticker, but I didn't actually use the sticker part to stick it to my wall. I just used a piece of tape in case I want to move it later. That way it's not stuck to the wall.
Shout out to Danbury. I believe the answer to that is no. The Panther jersey is plain, right?
No, it's plain. They don't make the players one in an extra small, but they had the blank one in an extra small. So it's they're patches, so it's nice. It's not just like printed on. It's like a legit patch. So it fits good, and it's small enough that it doesn't look like it's like a dress, but big enough where I can put like a blue hoodie underneath it and go to a Panthers game.
Shout out to Gary. Chick-fil-A is closed for the day, so sucks for you too.
Gary, I did have Chick-fil-A on my birthday, like you suggested.
Obviously they can do whatever they want, but for our list, we're not doing documentaries, right? It's movies, right?
What did I do?
Okay, because you have the U in there, which is excellent, but shout out to my guy, Billy Corbin.
Oh, it fell on the floor. I was like, where'd the pen go?
Should we talk about the fact that we hired a women's basketball coach?
Yes, we should.
Trisha Cullup from Toledo. Here, let me flash some of her stats up on the screen.
They announced the hire on my birthday, so it was a nice birthday gift to know that we had a coach.
Had a stop in Long Beach. As we pull that up, this is Trisha Cullup's resume.
And I will say, before we get into her resume, nothing but amazing things that I saw Toledo fans writing on Twitter about her. Like, Toledo fans are, like, genuinely sad that she's leaving, which is good to see. Nice to see. So, sounds like she was beloved by, what's their mascot?
Rockets,
yes. By Rocket Nation. So...
Yep, but anyway, that's her statistics. Melissa, what are your initial thoughts on Trisha Cullup?
Well, I will say, and because me and Vish kind of talked about this, because she's been there a long time, and we were concerned, like, you know, she's only been in the NCAA tournament a couple of times, but it's a little bit harder. She won a lot of regular seasons with Toledo, but that's like a one big league. So if you don't win the conference tournament, you don't make the tournament. So I mean, the last few seasons, she's had very, like the last three seasons, I think she's had really, really good seasons at
86
Toledo.
Wins, I think.
Yeah. She's the winningest coach there. They won the women's NIT a few years back. She's put the team in good positions to be successful, but it's a smaller school. It's not a big time program. So it'll be interesting to see what she does with more resources and coaching in the ACC. She's definitely like well-versed in head coaching. She's been there a long time. She's very experienced. So But like I said, I like what I've been reading about her. Everyone has good things to say about her. So I'm good with this hire. I'm excited.
Yeah, and her press conference will be Gary is having an existential crisis.
Hey, I don't blame him. I have a list of like 15 movies so
this
far.
I'm
at 9.
This is why we should pick it less than 10 seconds before the show starts. But anyway, back to Trisha Cullup. Like I said, her press conference will be next week at a date and time to be announced. I guess the news got out, so they had to announce it, because I don't think the initial plan was to announce it on the day.
Because it was getting rumored on Thursday.
Yeah, the rumors broke Thursday, and I think they just went ahead and announced it because they didn't want to sit on the rumors for the entire weekend. But I don't think the initial plan was to announce it on the day of the Final Four. You're not going to hold a press conference.
And I did see...
The Final Four game, so...
I don't know if I sent this to you, Vish, but I did see an article saying that Miami was between her and the FGCU coach.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, we can't verify those kinds of...
Yeah, it was one article, but... Yeah.
I mean, I
know the FGCU coach came up and like, a lot of people mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, I think it's hard to know who was contacted, who they were interested in.
Yeah,
you know, who they might have sent feelers out and been told no immediately and had to move on to other candidates. All that stuff happens generally behind the scenes. So, you know, when you get to the end stages of the search, there's usually a few candidates still interested that have a shot at it. But they probably contacted, you know, they usually do it through agents. They probably contacted like 50 people, seriously, and then narrowed it down.
Yeah.
And she's probably one of the ones that they contacted that they probably expected to get a no from. Because she'd been in Toledo so long, then they got a, yeah, she might actually be interested. And that's why you contact 50 coaches, because I doubt she was, like, initially on the list of people I thought was realistic. And I'll be curious in that press conference to see, you know, why move now? Because she's had options. Like you said, she's been very successful there. So I'm curious what about this
time. Me and Vish kind of talked about it when they announced it, saying, like, oh, you know, she's been at that school for so long. So we were kind of like, And then as you hear more and more things about her and you read into her resume and like, as I learned more about her, I became more and more happy with the decision for her to come to Miami. Obviously we have to see, we'll see what happens, but.
Yeah. And there's a lot of big decisions in terms of staff that's here.
She did wish Coach Fitz a happy birthday on Twitter.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of decisions to make on staff. A lot of the players now have to meet the new coach, see if they want to stick around or not.
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts still. The one thing I will say, when Coach Meyer, in her farewell press conference, one of the things she said was, you know, she felt, not just for herself, but for the school, it was obviously college basketball is changing a lot. The women's game is exploding. She felt it was time for her to move on, because to take the next step, someone else would need to do it. It was something I know Melissa, you and I didn't agree with. And it honestly
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I still have biased feelings and opinions.
No, but anyway, if I can finish my point.
I know what you're saying.
No, but this hire feels like it was something the school didn't agree with either. This is very much kind of an extension of, this is a veteran coach. Again, she hasn't done anything here yet, but everything you read about her, very much in that same mold of building community relations, building a community program that, you know, the community's proud of. Doing things the right way. Everyone loves the coach. Like, very, you could plug in Coach Meyer in Miami. You could do a find and replace of Katie Meyer in University of Miami with her name in University of Toledo, and the articles would roughly line up. Been there 16 years versus 18 years. you know, everyone loves her. Oh, this is terrible. She's leaving. Like all the same stuff we said about Katie Meyer, you see Toledo fans saying about her. And it does feel like the school did not necessarily agree with Coach Meyer that they needed to go a different direction or bring in something that was new, whatever that means. Yeah. Basketball. This does feel like a little bit of, you know, continuing on the type of coach that we've been successful with.
I mean, Coach Meyer is irreplaceable.
Well, of course.
What she's been able to do for the program and everything. I mean, obviously, anyone who watches this pod knows how much we love her. But seeing the reaction of Toledo fans made me feel more confident in this hire. I can't wait to watch her press conference just to get like a feel. I haven't really been home or to like find some old interviews or whatever of her yet. I've been busy, but no, definitely. I'm hoping the press conference is before Wednesday because we're doing a Wednesday show. So hopefully we'll be able to talk on her more.
I mean, we're definitely going to try and get her on the show, which I think is realistic. So we'll see if we can do that and ask her questions ourselves. But yeah, no, like you said, she's never. No one's going to be Coach Meyer, especially to us. So that's that. But I mean, all things considered, I was a little bit. All right. So some of the other names, I'm not going to get into specifics that were thrown out there. I was like, you got to be kidding me. In terms of like, I like this program and I didn't want it to change. And it has to because Coach Meyer forced it too. But that said, this is a type of change I can get on board with. So. I'm very much excited for the future of this program again. After a gut punch for 2 weeks.
It doesn't feel, like you said, it doesn't feel like a complete culture change. Like, she kind of built something at Toledo that Coach Meyer similarly did here with being at one place for so long. And like we said, it seems like everybody loves her at Toledo. So hopefully.
Yeah, and like you said, this is the program we, you know, it doesn't have as much fan support as the other programs we cover on this network, but it's one that we care a lot about, and it's important to me that the head coach is a good person. And
seems like she,
you know, not that she would ever come here, that we would ever hire, or whatever. But like, if they hired Kim Mulkey, I'd be irate. Like, I don't want that person near my program. I don't care if she wins, right?
Especially with clothing.
I mean, I was making a serious point, but good joke.
Can I just point out the fullness of Matt's beard and mustache?
I mean, that with the new camera, it's all coming together here.
I know. It still needs to get a little bit more fullness, but it's coming along.
It's going good, Matt.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Go Beach.
Anyway, as I try to talk about our women's basketball program and keep getting interrupted.
I can't wait to ask her about her time at Beach.
Anyway,
a year as an assistant at Beach, right?
Two. It was 94 to 96. So it was,
were you alive yet? Born.
I was 2 years old when she left. Still remember it.
There you go.
She was also at Radford, if we have any Radford people in the house. So Melissa, what do you think this hire does in terms of, we've had three players enter the portal. Do you think this changes any of that or causes more coaches to more players, sorry, to enter the portal? Or
we kind of talked on this last time where we knew players were going to enter the portal because unlike the men's team, we had a lot of depth. Three bigs, there just wasn't enough playing time to go around. We had more guards than Shawshank on the women's team as well. Allie kind of fell out of the rotation. So I wasn't surprised by them leaving. I mean, I think Tasha's staying. They did that whole story on her. I think Z is going to stay. If another guard goes, maybe. But I think some of them may, I'm not really worried about like some of, like,
well, do you think any of them will come back? Like,
no, I don't think, I think Kyla left because we have too many bigs. And she found herself kind of being the one that came off the bench.
Yeah, I guess my question is,
do you think she comes back?
Because she is the only one that's really a true, she's bigger. She's like a center. Yeah. The other ones are like block forwards. I do wonder if again, I don't, we haven't had a chance to really dig into how, and this will be interesting again. Hopefully people actually ask her basketball questions at the press conference. And someone asks her about like her playing style and how she plans to use.
I don't think Jalea or Allie come back. Kyla, I mean, I would be surprised, but I say she probably has a better like odd of coming back. I don't think any of them do. We have too many guards. Allie wasn't really getting playing time, but like, I mean,
new coach, new rotations though. I mean,
yeah. I just don't see how like people like Cheyenne or Jasmine fall out of the starting rotation. Who fills that other guard spot with Jada? Does Coach Cullip like to run with two bigs, or does she do four guards and a center? I haven't really got to watch any of Toledo's games.
Well, I don't think at Toledo you necessarily have the variance and talent that
we really can play. Yeah, I don't know what she's gonna do. I didn't have a chance to watch any old games because I just got back to.
I actually did a little bit, but the one game I watched was actually the game they lost in their conference tournament this year after winning the conference. And they fell behind early, bad, and then pressed. So it was hard to get a sense of their style because they were just full court pressing to get back into the game.
Going down early,
which they did, but then came back shot. They came up short in the end anyway. But so
I'd actually like to look into that and see too.
Well, I mean, it'd be part of it though is you know we mentioned resources. We always talk about financial and facilities and that kind of stuff, but also just you know. Toledo, you get the best player you can get and then just build a team around them almost regardless of style. Here, it's a little bit more ability to recruit players that fit. So I'm curious. Again, it'd be nice if people ask basketball questions at the press conference of what style of play she wants to play. Has she looked at the existing roster? What players? I don't think she's going to name players in the press conference, but, you know, does she want to play through the low block? Does she want to play multiple bigs, that kind of thing? Because like we said, our roster is variable.
I should go.
At a variable day and time, I mean, we can get you credentialed if you want to ask questions.
Coach, I'd be like, you never asked me a question, and now you show up for the new coach? What?
Okay, well, when I went to the ACC tip-off, and I was all professional, I wasn't even wearing Miami gear.
She gave you a hug.
She jumps off the stage and gives me a hug. I'm like, how am I supposed to interview you now? Like, this isn't going to work. I'll try to be professional. I'm like, I am a reporter doing reporter things, and it fell apart in 2 seconds. And then we started talking about chicken.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I wonder if Coach Cullip is a Popeyes or Chick-fil-A person.
Oh man. Okay, what chicken do they have up in
do they have those in
cause,
Ohio?
Because Coach Meyer, no, I'm sure they have Chick-fil-A and Popeyes because those are national.
Well, because Coach said Bojangles.
Yeah, she went off the board for Bojangles. I'm curious if there's some kind of like Ohio.
We should ask her Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, but we should also ask her like where was her go-to spot for chicken.
And she's like, I'm a vegetarian or something. We're like, get the prices like, right.
Do you like chicken?
Anyway, yeah, we should. I think we'll be able to get her on the show. I'm sure.
That's all you, Vish.
Yeah. Obviously not. I'm gonna let her on the show before the press conference. Obviously, no,
we'll wait a little. We still got to get Coach Meyer on the show.
Well, that might actually be. She is living the life out on the Keys. That might be more difficult in the short term.
I can go live for buckets.
You can go live from the boat. I'm going to be down there in a couple of weeks.
Got to get my shorts at some point.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
But I have these lovely ones from Matt until the meantime.
Is blood sport a sport? Yes. Is Kumite real?
It's in the name. What are we doing here? If blood sport isn't a sport, the pita chips aren't chips then.
First of all, don't steal my line.
This is ridiculous.
Don't steal my line, damn it.
It's mine now, too.
It turns out he made all that shit up, so probably not. It's probably not a sports movie. But what a fucking great movie. Kumite. But it turns out he was just a pathological liar.
There's so many options for like best sports movies. This is going to be tough.
I'm going to wing it and no repeats for me. You guys can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Question. Is Gladiator a sports movie?
No. It's a historical epic.
Okay.
I got to agree with Vish there.
Okay. But Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Vish is shocked that I agreed with him.
Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie. What are we talking about?
Whatever you say, buddy.
The whole reason the whole thing happens is because it's Christmas. The movie ends with him using Christmas wrapping tape to tape the gun to his back. What are we talking about?
Am I allowed to give my opinion? Am I allowed to give my opinion on this?
Of course. Since I don't celebrate
Christmas.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sure.
Die Hard is most definitely a Christmas movie.
Okay. I've refused to watch it because people think it's a Christmas movie, so I've never watched
it. So how do you define a Christmas movie? How do you define a Christmas movie then? It's a good transition. We're gonna talk about the men in a second, by the way.
Any movie that people watch a lot during Christmas is a Christmas movie.
Oh, that I don't know.
Harry Potter is a Christmas movie?
That's way too loose.
One of them takes place during Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Isn't that what they say? Happy Christmas.
Christmas movie I watch every year? The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Never even seen it.
Yeah. I might have seen it when I was like a child.
It's not a Jewish Christmas without the Muppets.
All right. Well, I definitely do not agree with Melissa's definition.
I'm just kidding.
The reason I think it's a Christmas movie is it's integral to the plot. He's only going out there because it's Christmas. They're only having the party where everyone's concentrating in one area and the rest of the building is empty because it's Christmas.
Wow, we're just going off on a tangent.
That movie does not work if you like set it in the summer. And in fact, if it was just not set in Los Angeles and it was set in New York and it was snowing, everyone would be like, oh, it's a Christmas movie. The only reason it's a debate is because it's sunny and people's like, looks like summer. Yeah, it's LA, people.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.